by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMZ, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
NACAIS says 13% budgetary allocation to education sector, not enough. Man arrested for suspected arson after burning his wife's house. In global news, U.S. revokes Colombian President Uribe over reckless and insidious remarks. Good afternoon, with the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mojina Mwinga. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAIS, says the 13% allocation to the education sector in the 2026 national budget is insufficient in the wake of the many challenges facing education in the country. NACAIS Executive Director Aaron Chansa says despite a nominal increase from 31.5 billion kwacha in 2025, to 33 billion kwacha in 2026, the sector's share has dropped from 14.5% to 13%, reacting to the 13% allocation to the education sector as announced by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sundi Kumsokotwani in his 2026 budget presentation yesterday. Dr. Chansa says his organization expected an allocation of at least 20% to the sector and is urging government to prioritize education funding, citing UNESCO benchmarks and Sustainable Development Goal number 4. He is concerned that the reduced allocation may hinder progress in areas like teacher recruitment, curriculum implementation, and school infrastructure expansion. Dr. Chanda has since proposed introducing an education levy to mobilize additional resources and is appealing to Parliament to realign the budget to support quality education.
We take note that the percentage has reduced from 14.5 to 13%, which is in our view not in tandem with what we expected and against a lot of global treaties on education that dictate that at least 20% of the national budget should be able to go towards the education. And while we take note, a good note, and commend government for sustaining free education and also pledging to expand the school feeding program, including the pledge to complete hostels at UNS and CBU, take note that the amount of money that is going to go to the sector will not be able to do other very, very important activities like upgrading salaries for teachers. This issue has been very thorny for many years, and we hope that the minister is going to allocate more money.
Police in Chipangali District, Eastern Province, have arrested a man for suspected arson after a grass-thatched house belonging to his wife was set on fire, destroying property valued at 15,000 kwacha, 820. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the suspect, Justinao Obanda, was taken to police for questioning after his wife, Enelis Nirenda, accused him of the crime. Mr. Mwemba explains that brief facts of the matter are that on Thursday, 25th September 2025, at around 10 hours, the complainant, Enelis Nirenda, and her husband, who is the suspect, decided to go on separation due to marital disputes, and that the couple, in the presence of family members, shared their household property. He states that later the complainant left her belongings in the house and spent the night at her grandmother's residence with the children, and that in the early hours of yesterday, whilst asleep, she noticed a light outside, and upon checking, she discovered that her grass-thatched house was engulfed in flames. Mr. Mwemba says the complainant shouted for help and community members responded, but no property was saved as the house was already burned. He says police visited the scene of crime and a docket of case has been opened while the suspect has been arrested. The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, is urging the country to prioritize women leadership in negotiating developmental programs for meaningful growth. Speaking in Lusaka today during the second edition of the Zambia Women in Engineering Section Conference under the theme Women in Engineering, Creating Value Beyond the Workplace, EIZ President Wesley Kaluva emphasized that developed nations have thrived due to significant female representation in key decision-making roles, a trend he says is lacking in Zambia. Engineer Kaluva warns that with the country moving towards public-private partnership, PPP models, excluding women experts may hinder development, especially given the infrastructure deficit.
This year, the country has seen a lot of public-private partnerships. And have you seen the way the Chinese do it? There's always that woman in that group. Ourselves as a country, going forward, we should uphold our women, our brilliant women, into leadership roles so that we can gain leverage, especially negotiations. We tend to be poor negotiators. Why? I think because we have less women behind. Women need to be at the center of our negotiation, and you see how this country is going to transform. Though I didn't say any budget line specifically for that, but he actually said that engineering education, we need to ensure retention. We are losing our engineers from neighboring countries, and it shows that there's a deficit of engineering skills and capabilities within the sub-region.
At the same event, First National Bank, FNB Zambia Chief Executive Officer Kapumpe Chola encouraged women to be resilient and utilize their problem-solving skills to add value to society. Ms. Chola has stressed the importance of women in engineering serving broader communities.
I truly believe that harnessing the creativity, the resilience which has been spoken about of people who create businesses is where our nation's sustainable growth should be centered. I think there's quite a few things that were being talked about at the budget speech yesterday in terms of how we grow and support the SMEs. I think we really must put a lot more action to our speeches in Zambia. There's probably a forum every week about how to support the SMEs, financing to SMEs, growth to SMEs, etc. But there's a lot more talking that's going on than the action. I'm hoping that from the conversations we have today, there will be many actions that lead into building and creating those businesses.
In more news, former Energy Minister Yamfa Mukanga has called on government to establish an independent commission of inquiry into the ongoing energy crisis, warning that the situation is spiraling out of control. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mukanga says the inquiry would help assess the real impact of electricity production shortfalls and load management on households and businesses, noting that the findings must guide urgent remedial action to alleviate the crisis. He is of the view that a properly constituted inquiry will provide evidence-based recommendations and help bridge the gap between official government assurances and the lived experiences of Zambians. Mr. Mukanga says the inquiry should involve field verification of electricity supply levels, consultations with affected communities, and transparent, targeted interventions. He has also urged authorities to treat the electricity shortfall as a national emergency, saying this would allow for coordinated resources and attention to be mobilized in order to protect livelihoods and ensure continuity of critical services.
What is supposed to happen is that before government makes any pronouncement on how hardworking they are and what they have achieved, they need to check exactly how the energy that is being produced affecting the residents on the ground. And because of that, it's important that maybe government or the minister should ensure that there is a team constituted to investigate what is going on the ground. And if possible, yes, I look at the crisis that is taking place, because it's a crisis. Declare it as an emergency for the nation, for the people to have proper attention given to this crisis. Otherwise, the way it is, where government is thinking they are doing a great job and then the people residents on the ground think nothing is happening, I think we will not go anywhere.
In more news, the Information and Communications Technology Association of Zambia, ICTES, has welcomed government's deliberate measure to promote technology in the 26th national budget. ICTES President Dr. Clement Sinyangwe has highlighted key areas that will promote Zambia's ICT sector, including the expansion of